101.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. Happy Tuesday, Milwaukee. Happy Brownsville week. I hope you guys had an amazing evening. It's Taco Tuesdays. Make sure you pop out. Summer 85 got them tacos. Welcome to Tapped In. We got some special guests in the building. One of my favorite people in this city, in this world, Alderwoman Cox and Kaylay. Hey, Kaylay. How you feeling?
I'm all right.
You all right? Little Malele. So, first and foremost, I have to say I was at Brownsville Fest this past Sunday, and it was off the chain. Like, every aspect of it, from the gospel stage to the main stage to the youth stage, the food was incredible. The artists that performed were incredible. To see people I haven't seen in so long, it was truly good. And Liz, let me tell you, Beth got down on that gumbo. I was like, okay, Beth, I see you, the peach cobbler. But yes, Brownsville Fest, it was amazing. I know that there's a host of events throughout this entire week. Can we tap into that a little bit?
Yeah. During Brownsville Week, we have 25 different events throughout the whole week that goes through August 8th. Later today, we'll have the Taco Tuesdays at Summer of 85. Tomorrow, we have the Brownsville Business Breakfast at the America's Black Holocaust Museum from 8:30 to 10. And then we have Rooted and Natural, which I'll leave that to Kaylay to speak to that. I'm from 12 to 4 at Alamo. Then we have line dancing with Lady J. Janae, 4 to 6 p.m. on Garfield Avenue between MLK and Val Phillips. And if it rains, it'll be inside the Thrive On building. Thursday, we have stuff like, you know, Kool-Aid and Canvas for the young kids at MLK Library at 12 o'clock. So if you got kids, please bring them through so that they can paint. And we have National Night Out at Carver Park. And then we had a Brownsville trolley ride. So people who want to see what Brownsville really looks like now and get a little bit of the history while seeing some of the great new developments and hearing more about those, the first trolley ride is at 3:30. The second one is at 5 o'clock. I encourage people to get there early because the trolley fills up. But it will be outside of America's Black Holocaust Museum. And it's just more and more stuff on Friday. And then on Saturday, we end, of course, with Together We Dream, the Brownsville Art Walk, which is a capstone gallery of all the artists that are on display at the different restaurants and shops in Brownsville throughout the week. And then there's also High Hearts, a mono series at 6:30, which will be at Alamo. And that's our last event of the time. I also want to say a special shout out for Pancakes and Poetry.
Yeah.
Because it'll be hosted by Mario the Poet at 9:30 a.m. And we take over King Drive in front of Rise and Grind Cafe at 2727 North Dr. MLK. That's between Center and Hadley. The reason I want to give a special shout out is because it will be the last day that Rise and Grind will be open.
Yeah.
So not only will you get some free breakfast, be around good people, and hear some really great poetry and spoken word, but it is like a celebration of the 10 years that they've been servicing the community. And let's you know, send them out with a bang.
Yeah, shout out to Bobbini. Mm-hmm. And the Pancakes and Poetry is just super dope anyways. It's always super dope vibes. I remember a few weeks ago you mentioned that your cousin was doing an exhibit, The Welcome Home, and I got a chance to see that, and it was so dope inside of the Black Holocaust Museum. And we have Miss Kaylay has her first. This is your first event?
Yes.
The Rooted. Yes, come on. Now let's talk about it. So you're doing a hair / fashion show, right?
It's more like a hair walk.
Hair walk.
Hair
okay.
Walk, hair expo.
Break it down for me. So this is your first event.
Yeah.
How did you come up with this event, and what do you like most about planning this event?
Well, you know, I've always done my own natural hair. And, you know, my mama got her silk press.
My father's bald.
So, you know,
I came with the jungle.
Right, you know, I work with what I can. And I also feel like there is a lot to say about people who don't know how to take care of their hair, people who don't have that connection. Mm-hmm. Like I know a few other young people do. And I want people to you know, find that connection within themselves when it comes to their natural hair.
Yeah.
And I do think that there's something to say about how it relates to the mental health in the Black community, especially in Milwaukee.
Yes. So what can we expect from this event?
Oh, it's going to be fire. But I really just want y'all to join us for a celebration of beauty, culture, and self-care at our event. Because tomorrow, August 5th, at A La Mode, from 12 to 4, everybody's going to learn that caring about your hair isn't just about style. It's about confidence, connection, nice. Protecting your peace and mental wellness. And, you know, everybody's going to be there to enjoy expert stylists with the live demonstrations, food, wellness conversations, local vendors, a free raffle giveaway, and a Black hair show with all ages.
Yes. So.
And who's DJing?
Homer Blow.
Come on now. Malele, I'm looking at Kayla like, Malele number two. How does it feel to work side by side with her and allow her to create her own events now that she's older inside of Brownsville?
You know, this was a project that she wanted to do, and it would have happened even if we didn't have Brownsville Week. I'm just blessed and happy to be able to provide the platform to lay the foundation to support what she was already going to do anyway. I think you said Malele number two, but I always say, you know, for all of us, once we have kids, you want them to be better.
Yeah.
And I can honestly say that she has surpassed, you know, where I was at her age. And so I think that it is indeed an honor to sit and watch, and I can't wait till tomorrow to see how it goes, because she has for years supported me in all of these events and been a little helper and all of that kind of thing. So seeing her do something that's close to her heart for particularly geared towards other young people is such an important issue. I'm really proud to see her whole process and how she's making it happen. And I'm glad that it could be a part of Brownsville.
So you get to run your mama around. All the years of running around, helping out with Brownsville, you get to run. You get to tell her what to do now.
A little bit.
I want it done this way. I want it done that way. So to all the youth out there, tomorrow, Wednesday, August 5th, Kayla's event, Rooted in Natural at A La Mode, 1942 North Dr. Martin Luther King Drive. An indoor-outdoor community experience of learning, confidence, and healing through natural hair, food, music, live hair demonstration, and more. Please make sure that you guys pop out. It's for all ages. It is a free event. But most importantly, we have to make sure that we are supporting our youth, especially for an event like this, because it does matter. Our hair has everything to do with confidence, mental health, all of the above. I think that what you're doing is amazing. And I would love to see, you know, more of it. Do you plan to do this often, or is this just like a one time?
You know, I'm just starting out. I'm trying to figure this out.
So do you take an interest in doing events, like planning events, or is it just?
This is, I don't want to say that this is my first time, because, you know, I've grown up watching her. Even though she's my mom, she's still like my mentor.
Yeah.
So, you know, she leads by example. But, you know, with my school, I have followed under, I'm the president of our Black Student Union at my school, and we have planned events like the Black Excellence Conference with MPS. So, you know, this isn't really my first time with this rodeo, and honestly, I hope to do many more.
What do you expect, what type of impact do you want to have on people your age when it comes to these type of events?
I want to show them that they can do it, that even though sometimes people may think that these spaces and places aren't for them and that there may be people preventing them on their journey, there's nothing that is stopping them from being great, from getting out here and doing all the things that they want to do to help others and for the benefit of others.
Absolutely. So what does natural hair, what does your hair mean to you? Well, how does it define you?
I think it shows my heritage, my culture, my roots, my ancestry, and I love my hair.
Yes.
I really do love my hair.
Yes. You be doing your mama hair, too?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I be doing her mama twist. Yeah.
The twist.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The twist be real cute. So you just growing up doing everything, Kayla. There's also a fashion show coming up Thursday as well, right?
Yeah, yep. And we do have Kennedy in the building. We should get her in here to
speak
on her
back.
Project.
She can. She most definitely can come back. So Kennedy is over the fashion show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So, again, tomorrow, Rooted in Natural from 12 to 1 p.m. at Alamode, 1942 North, Dr. Martin Luther King Drive. This is a free event.
Yeah.
And it's indoor and outdoor, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then we're going to bring Kennedy in after break so that we can discuss the fashion show as well. I'm interested in his line dance, and I ain't got no rhythm, but
it's fun.
It's
our second year doing it. It's fun.
I wanna try that out, and I most definitely wanna check out the Brownsville's Farmers Market.
Yeah,
I wanna go in and check that out too, and possibly the softball game. It's so much to choose from. We want to see y'all this week at all of these events to celebrate Brownsville. I remember working in your office and seeing all the work you put in to not just this festival, but just Brownsville, your district overall. So to see where it is now is so amazing. I'm excited for you guys. I really am. We have to go to break to pay some bills. When we come back, we are going to tap into the fashion show with Kennedy. Do not touch that dial. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. The truth is your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct, and we have some special guests in the building. Autumn Woman Malele Cox. Autumn Woman Malele A. Cox is here. Kayla is here, and Kennedy is here. We're talking about Brownsville Week. This past Sunday, Brownsville Fest was amazing. There was so many different vendors, so many different performances. Shout out to the Howard Fuller students, all of the students who won, all of the youth. Kayla mentioned that she has an event tomorrow, Rooted in Natural, from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Alamode, 1942 North, Dr. Martin Luther King Drive. This is a free event. This is a hair show. Can we talk about that again, Kayla, before we hop into the fashion show?
So the hair show is generally a hair expo talking about the correlation between Black mental health and Black hair. And it's really just an event about open conversations with a panel discussion, food, live hair demonstrations with expert stylists, and a free giveaway.
Yes, come on now. I know y'all like free stuff. And Kennedy, you have a fashion show on Thursday.
Yes, I have a fashion show event happening during Brownsville Week at the America's Black Holocaust Museum. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Showtime starts strictly at 7 p.m. We have a lot of local designers, local vendors who will be present. It's definitely going to be an event to remember.
Yeah. So is this something that you do often? Are you into fashion? What's your background?
Yes, I am into fashion. I have a business, Ken Vogue LLC, where I do go and do shows in Chicago.
Okay.
I've done shows in L.A., and then I like to do my own production shows here back at home in Milwaukee. Just taking that experience from all over and what I've learned and just applying it here to the city in the events that I throw with this upcoming Brownsville event, of course, which is super, super, super fun doing. Just connecting with models and different designers and local vendors, of course, like I mentioned previously before. Not only, I do have another production coming up as well on August the 21st as well, the Sip and Strut events, my third personal production. So not new to this, kind of true to this thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what do you hope to get out of this event, like as far as the impact?
Absolutely. So kind of culture meets couture. Mm-hmm. So kind of just expressing ourselves in fashion and then just applying it to the culture and just intertwining both and just showing people like, hey, you know, you can show up, look good, feel good, because that's what fashion is all about.
Yes. Yes. What is you guys' favorite thing about Bronzeville Week?
The history, just the history and how it just impacts now into our future. The history of Bronzeville in itself, just learning about the different communities that take up the Bronzeville area. I know yesterday we had Standing on the Giants, or I think that's, Standing on the Giants. And we talked about the Halyard Park neighborhood and the Harambe neighborhood and just surrounding areas. And I can recall as a little girl growing up going to Garfield Days with my mom and my cousins in the neighborhood. We used to go and play at the park. In the Harambe neighborhood, my great-great-grandmother, we own a house on 4th and Locust still, growing up in that neighborhood and playing in the neighborhood with the kids and just being a part of the community, I think is what just is most important about Bronzeville.
Yes. What about you, Kayla? What's your favorite thing?
I would say pouring back into the community.
Yeah.
Like, this morning when we had the panel discussion at Bronzeville Kitchen, I believe I really watched a lot of people speak about how much we appreciate the amount of thought and time and effort and, you know, ideas and creativity that go into the development in Bronzeville and how we can pursue that in the future and how much we can pour into the next generation. And, you know, I watched a lot of really good people speak on that today.
Yeah. So, Alderwoman Coggs, again, I know before we went to break, I was mentioning just watching the journey of you building Bronzeville district overall. Can you tap into the coordinates of where Bronzeville is and all of the things that has happened, like the process throughout the years?
My predecessor, Mike McGee Jr., I have to give him all the credit for legislatively recreating Bronzeville. We all know the Bronzeville old, the place for black commerce that because of urban renewal, some people believe because of the highway, was destroyed.
Yeah.
When the highway came through, urban renewal was done. In 2005, he legislatively created the new Bronzeville. I was elected in 2008. There had been a lot of community meetings and visioning sessions and all of that. But the general feeling in the community, at least that was told to me, was people felt like it wasn't real.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I believe that people have to see, touch, and feel the change.
Yep.
And so although there had been much effort with meetings and legislation, people needed to see it. So I committed when I got elected in 2008 that I wasn't responsible for what happened before I got there. Mm-hmm. But while I'm here, I'm going to work diligently to make it a reality.
Yes.
And I've been able to do that over the past 18 years with an ability to collaborate with so many great stakeholders and people. And, you know, from being in the office, like, none of this would be possible.
Yeah.
None of the Bronzeville you see when you go down the best King Drive in the nation.
Yep. That's
and all
right.
The changes you see and development you see would be possible if it wasn't for so many other folks who poured in and used their gifts and talents and believed in the vision enough to be able to do it. But we had a battle over King Drive and North. The community was promised MLK supermarket, a full-service grocery store with fresh fruits and vegetables. And then somehow it shifted, and a Dollar Tree sign went up, and a countdown to Dollar Tree opening. Stuff on the shelves, workers in there, and everything. And I stood by the community and fought alongside community for what they deserved and what they were promised, and what it needed, in a grocery store.
Yeah.
And you know, through our fight, and protests and everything, ultimately Dollar Tree isn't there.
Yep.
Then the search went for a new grocery store, and I give props to President of the Council Jose Perez because he came to me and he said, "You looking for a grocery store still?"
Yeah.
I was like, "Yeah." He said, "Let me introduce you."
Yeah.
To Pete's Fruit Market, and that introduction led to what you now see as Pete's. But that combination of friends and stakeholders and neighbors, we were talking about how we can't just fight against what we don't want to see.
Yes.
We have to begin to uplift the good that we see and help others to see the possibility
Yes.
That we saw. And we thought about how to do that. So we was like, well, we're going to do a Brownsville day. There was, we'll do a Brownsville weekend.
Yeah.
And that whole conversation ended with us doing, we say Brownsville week, but it's really 8 days.
Days, yep.
Saturday to Saturday, the first Saturday in August to the second Saturday in August. 8 days full of activities and events to get people to come to Brownsville to see and experience what we know, the beauty yes. that we know of the arts, the culture, and the commerce. And for 5 years, we did it as a group called Friends of Brownsville, but it started getting so big, we eventually made it an official City of Milwaukee event. And so for the last 11 years, it's been an official City of Milwaukee event. And for this year, our sponsors, our City of Milwaukee, Bader, Thrive On, Safe Summer Collective, Visit, Archwell, Athena Communications, Historic King Drive, Bid, and several others. But again, we wouldn't be able to do all this if it wasn't for, and make it free for yeah. the public, if it wasn't for the help and support of all of those sponsors.
Yes. So, and I don't want to make it heavy, but I do just want to, you know, say rest in peace to Akua, because Akua was a huge, huge part of Brownsville and working this in and out. And I know this year was different for you. And a lot of people who may or may not know, but for those who don't know, that's, you know, that's a lot. It's a lot for when someone is there to do everything and then they're not there and you still have to push forward. And you did it. You pushed forward through this year. You got through it. The events has been amazing thus far. I know the rest of the week is going to continue to be amazing as well. And then the team. I see y'all riding around on a golf cart. So I was like, yeah, they outside working. Yes, outside working. But
I do want to say something on Akua tip. Mm-hmm. Although she's not here with us in the physical, I do believe her spirit is riding with us. And the team, we talk about almost every day. We talk about her and the feeling of her being with us. Because, again, this is a cultural experience, yes. too, right? And what I noticed, the day of the festival was gloomy. There were some challenges with the vendor setups and stuff and all of that. And it just felt like everything was yeah. not going the way that we would have wanted. And then we did the opening ceremony. And normally, Brother Teju does a libation for us. Mm-hmm. We always want the ancestors to come be with us as we celebrate. And unfortunately, he wasn't there at the time of the ceremony. But we went on, and it just didn't feel right.
Yeah.
And, you know, normally I get up there and do my welcome, and
yeah.
I can't hear you. Let me hear you say it. The whole, it just didn't feel right.
Yeah.
I didn't know why, and I thought about it. And it was because we hadn't, in my mind, it was because we didn't pour libation. And I've never poured libation publicly.
Mm-hmm.
I've only done it at home. But I was like, I don't care. It needs to happen
yeah.
here today. And I called all the friends of Brownsville and all the team up on the stage, because I also wanted to use it as a time for us to honor
yes.
Akua, because she's one of the founders of Brownsville Week along with us. And you're right. She filled the gaps that we didn't even know she was filling.
Yeah.
And it showed with all the work that we thought just happens, but really it was her. And we've had to pick up that slack. But in that moment where we were all able to, like, pay that tribute to her and bring the ancestors, including her,
yeah,
to there, it's crazy. It was gloomy, right?
The sun came
the
up.
The sun came
and
up.
It was hot.
The clouds went away, and the energy just shifted.
Yes.
And that has continued throughout the week. I'm always worried, are people going to come?
Yeah.
Is it this going to happen? Is that going to happen? Each event,
yeah.
event after event, has been great. And I just encourage folks to look at the schedule. You can get a copy of the schedule by looking at our Brownsville Week Facebook page or Instagram. You can also go to milwaukee.gov/Brownsville. And look at the events and pick something.
Yes.
And come and bring somebody with you. Lastly, I'm going to say this. Akua's passing shows us mortality, right? We all think we're going to be young forever.
Yeah.
And we've been doing this for 16 years. I want this work to continue. And I realize we can't be the only ones doing it.
Yeah.
Our generation can't be the only ones doing it.
Yeah.
So we pay particular interest in making sure that some young people had the support and the platform to be able to do their own events.
Yes.
And we're going to keep doing that into the future. And for the festivals, just so people know, every year, youth vendors under 18 are free. So we really are trying to find ways for young people to get the experience so that someday It ain't gonna be me sitting here. Yeah. It's gonna be somebody else sitting here, way younger, talking about what they're doing to help promote Bronzeville. This is just the beginning, and I appreciate both Kayla and Kennedy being willing to use their time, their talents, and their network to help promote the future of Bronzeville and all that it has to offer.
Yes.
And Kalea. She's doing the Lit with Lay on Friday. She's a young professional dancer, and she really has poured a lot into her event as well. But they're the three young people that we chose to highlight in a major way. It's other young people that have done great stuff during the week as well, but we poured a whole lot into these three because their proposals, their idea, what they wanted to do is so fitting with what Bronzeville is about that we definitely wanted to help give them that platform.
They came with it. So before we end, because I know y'all have a hard stop at 4:30, can you just shout out the dates and times and locations again?
Wednesday, tomorrow, August 5th, for the Rooted in Natural Expo from 12 to 4 at A La Mode, which is 1942 North MLK Drive.
Kennedy?
Yes, and then we have the Bronzeville Fashion Show event taking place on August the 6th. It's upcoming Thursday. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Showtime 7 p.m. at America's Black Holocaust Museum. That address is 401 West North Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53212.
And then we also have, Lit in Bronzeville. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Kalea, 5 to 8 p.m. at Salute Society, 2372 North MLK Drive. Otter Woman Cox, thank you so much for all that you do, not just Bronzeville, but there's so much that you do for continuously being a pillar in the community, showing up for the youth, showing up for all of us, and we appreciate you. And I wish y'all success. I am going to try my hardest to make it, but I'm going to push some people y'all way. All right?
Thank you.
No
thank
problem. You. We got to go to break. Do not touch that dial. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. One on 1.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. Happy Tuesday, Milwaukee. It's Taco Tuesday. It is going down. I know that they're having an event for Bronzeville Week this evening at Summer of 85. 7 to 9 p.m. Tuesday, tacos and games. Game night, music, bingo, trivia, chess, dominoes. All of the above. Shout out to Otter Woman Cox, her daughter Kayla and Kennedy. They just stopped by for a quick interview to update us on Bronzeville Week and all of the things that they have going on. This year is the first year that Kayla is doing the Rooted in Natural hair show at A La Mode, 1942 North Dr. Martin Luther King Drive from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. This is an indoor and outdoor community experience of open learning, confidence, and healing through natural hair, full music, live hair demonstrations, and more. And then Thursday, Kennedy has the Bronzeville Fashion Show from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at America's Black Holocaust Museum, 401 West North Avenue, a platform for storytelling, entrepreneurship, and community pride explored through fashion, hosted by Kennedy Harris. Friday night, Lit in Bronzeville by Kalea. Kalea. Kalea is the daughter of Bobbini, who is the owner of Rise and Grind. She is an industry choreographer. So she's done tours. She's worked with celebrities, all of the above. And she is doing something at Salute Society from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Friday, 2372 North Dr. Martin Luther King Drive, a community movement experience designed to bring residents, families, artists, and wellness advocates together through movement, culture, and connection. There are at least three events per day this week. And again, I attended Bronzeville Week this past Sunday, and it was amazing. But there's events for the youth, for little kids, the cool Kool-Aid and canvas. They can paint and sip. It's line dancing, the Bronzeville Farmers Market, the trolley rides, all of the above. There's so many things to do this week. This is probably one of the biggest festivals that we have outside of the normal festivals we have, such as State Fair and Summerfest. And again, it's always important to pour back into our community. So when we have these events, it's not that we're doing it just to do it. We're doing it because it's actually creating revenue and putting revenue back into our community. The vendors, as she mentioned, if they're under 18, they can sign up for to be a vendor at the Bronzeville during Bronzeville Week, and it's free of charge, which means that whatever they sell is all profit. But whenever you go to these events, there's so many Black-owned businesses who have great products, great food, great clothing, all of the above. And again, we're able to circulate the dollar. We're able to keep that dollar right there in Bronzeville, right there in our community, and show what exactly it looks like when we support each other. So if you get a chance this week, please make sure that you attend one of these events. Again, rest in peace to Akua. Akua was Alderwoman Cox's best friend and legislative aide, and she was one of the founding members of Bronzeville Week. I've watched both of these sisters put a lot of work into this, and I'm happy to see it thriving after 11 years, still standing strong. So again, shout out to Alderwoman Cogs and Kaylee and Kennedy and everyone else who's a part of Bronzeville Week. If you missed the interview yesterday, I gotta bring this up, man. I did an amazing interview with legendary Homer Blow. Shout out to Homer and Bailey Coleman on the morning show. But it forced me to do some reflection yesterday, and I just wanted to say how grateful I am to have the people that I have in my life. And I don't know what that looks like for you all, but I want you to think about someone who changed your life and where you are now because of something someone did for you and where you could have been had they not done that. And again, we had a very, very intense conversation. Homer was, you know, I just thankful that he was able to open up and express some things that he had never shared, which helps us all learn more about who he is and why he is the way that he is. But the whole purpose of me mentioning that is because it's been sitting on my heart all day to just tell you all, Truth Nation, to be grateful for the people that you have in your life. The people who mean well, the people who want to see you succeed, the people who won't do anything to sabotage what you have going on, no matter if they feel like you're making mistakes or not. Those are the people that you should allow to be a part of your life. I met Homer when I was a young lady and I was doing music and I was a child and I wasn't always the person that I am. And he seen something in me that I hadn't seen in myself. And the conversation that we had changed my entire thought process. It changed my outlook on life. It forced me to become someone that I didn't expect to be. You know, I was out here wilding. Y'all hear me say it all the time. I'm a retired crash out. So you heard it live yesterday. If you didn't get a chance to check out that interview, please go back and check it out. But when you have mentors and pillars of the community who give you advice and people who support you and what you do and want to see you win, you have to make sure that you utilize that. You have to make sure that you take that information and do something with it, especially because there's so many people who are gatekeepers of information. There's so many people who are standing in the way of the generation under them, and they won't allow them to be great because they don't want to move out the way. And I'm not saying that to say that it has to be that way, but it's enough for everyone. And the conversation is rare that you get a chance to sit across from someone who changed your life and have a conversation with them about it while you both have continuously succeeded in your own respective lanes. So yesterday was another transformation in my life in real time. 16 years ago, I sat across from Homer and he interviewed me, and that was the first interview I had ever done. And again, you know, just being able to work alongside your mentor and someone who helped shape you become who you are in your career and as a person is something that's very honorable. And again, I want to send a huge shout out to Homer Blow. And if you have not checked out the interview yesterday, make sure you go to our YouTube, 101.7 The Truth. Like, click, subscribe. You can watch live. You can download the app. If you're on the go, you can turn on your radio and listen to it. But just tap in with us, man. We want to continue to utilize this platform so that we can be impactful as possible, man. We have so many great human beings in this city. So many people who has done so much, not just for the community, but just overall. And it'll be a disservice if we did not highlight them in the work that they do. So as long as you guys have me, I will promise, you know, with everything that I have inside of me to bring great people up here who has done the work, who continuously inspires and who motivates. And again, it's free. You know, I have a consulting business, so I get paid for my thoughts. And the way I give back now is I'm trying to give y'all the game for free. So when you see people come on this show, it's because I want them to share the information that they have given me, right? I don't gatekeep information. It's not a secret. I'm successful in the things that I do because of the relationships I have. So I want to share that with you all. Speaking of that, at the 5 o'clock hour, we have my good friend, Philly Flyboy. He will be in the building, man. We're going to sit down and have an amazing conversation with him as well. Catch up and see what he has going on. So make sure y'all stick around for that. But right now, we got to go to break to pay some bills. Do not touch that dial. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct at the American Family Insurance Studio in the beautiful heart of downtown Milwaukee. Happy Tuesday, Milwaukee. Shout out to Autowoman Cox, Kaylee, and Kennedy for stopping through. Promoting Bronzeville Week, man, it's been an amazing week thus far. I had the opportunity to attend the festival this past Sunday, Bronzeville Cultural Arts and Festival. It was an amazing, amazing event. Again, shout out to all of my students at Dr. Howard Fuller Collegiate Academy. They won first, second, and third place on the youth stage. Shout out to Wavy D and MJ, Troy Tyler, some Deshaya G, some amazing performances, amazing vendors as well. And there's so many different events to choose from. Today, there's the Tuesday Tacos and Games at Summer 85 from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Game night, music, bingo, trivia, chess, dominoes, and Twister. Tomorrow, there's the Bronzeville Business Breakfast at 8:30 to 10:30 at America's Black Holocaust Museum, followed by Kaylee's event. This is her first solo event, Rooted in Natural. It is an indoor and outdoor community experience of confidence and healing through natural hair, food and music, and live hair demonstrations. This will take place tomorrow from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Alamode on 1942 North Dr. Martin Luther King Drive. Thursday, there's some events as well. You have the Kool-Aid and Canvas, which is pretty much the children's version of Paint and Sip that's happening at the MLK Library at 12 o'clock. You also have the Trolley Rise, Kennedy's Fashion Show at the Holocaust Museum from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. and a host of other events this weekend, the Pancakes and Poetry, the Bronzeville Farmers Market, the Bronzeville Ride, the local legend softball game with Ray Hill and G. Smith from G's Clippers, and then the Mono series. So again, there's so many different events to choose from this weekend. Before we went to break, I was just reiterating how important it was to make sure that we're pouring back into our people. So when we do our festivals, such as the Bronzeville Week, which is 8 days of events, not only is it happening in the heart of Bronzeville, but we are actually circulating the black dollar. This is the time of the year where we get to spend with our people, for us, by us. And it's imperative that we understand how important that is and that we continue to circulate that dollar so that we can see the effects that it not only it has on us, but on the community overall. So if you get a chance to please make sure that you stop by some of these events, you know. And before she left, she mentioned that she is passing the torch, passing the baton, meaning that she's introducing more youth to Bronzeville and what it is that they do so that a lot of these events can be youth led. which is dope. We've had the opportunity to do some things last year during Bronzeville Week. There's things happening this year. There'll always be things happening. But again, if you have the opportunity, please, please, please make sure that you tap out. Check it out this week. We got a special guest in the building. Yep, we sure did.
Am I live?
I hear myself. Live and direct.
Yeah, we did Rotimi last year. We did the acting directing class. Actually, Rotimi went crazy with that,
too. He did. Everybody did. So we did the actors workshop with you, Philly Flyboy, Rotimi, and Ruben Whitmore and Swift Sloan.
Yep.
And I was amazed to see how many amazing actors that we have, like, in the city of Milwaukee. Like, people who actually know how to...
I mean, it's a lot of it's a lot of actors in the city, you know what I'm saying? Good and bad, you know? So, I mean, we come from the city where you got to kind of finesse a little bit, and it turns into an acting career.
Right. Listen, if you do not know, we have legendary Stephen Philly Flyboy in the building. Welcome to 101.7 The Truth, Philly.
Man, it took me 37 minutes to walk from the front door to this joint. It was like the Goodfellas
like
scene, walking through the kitchen area, yeah, to get to the table. I thought Meech was trying to rob me or something because we kept going into different hallways and alleyways. I'm like, oh man, I think I owe him a couple duckies.
He tried to sneak you off to the side. Uh-huh. Listen, everybody wants success, right? Everybody wants recognition. Everybody wants the finished product, but very few people fall in love with the process. Whether you are building a business, raising children, creating music, writing books, or simply just trying to become a better version of yourself, everything starts with one thing, and that's a vision. And today, we have someone who has an incredible sense of vision, someone who is a pillar in this community. When I met him, the first time I met Philly was on the set of Ray Nitty Bow, and it was Philly and Stan, and we were shooting at the Onyx.
Yeah, Stan had me at the door checking people in.
Like,
he flexed on me so nasty that day.
And it's
hey,
so,
shouts to Stan. He flexed. I said, bro, I know this dude. He had it like I was coming in there to shoot something, and then he's like, yo, bro, check everybody in. I said, bro, why you got me checking peace? He said, bro, you know everybody. I'm like, yeah, but bro, I shoot.
That's not what I'm here for.
That's not even what's going on. But I mean, you know, it's one of those on set, you just kind of, you got to get to it. It's always 15 jobs that everybody's got to do. And when you're doing independent, small budget stuff, everybody got to do 10 jobs, so.
They do. And look at you now, right? Started like that. Now look where you are. You've done so much. Let's take it back to the beginning. How did this come about? How were you introduced to film?
So it's been a progress for sure, because I've always been into art in some way, shape, or form, from literally all the way from drawing to photography, and then photography. We were really just doing photos to promote music, because mm-hmm. me and all my guys did music. Like, I used to rap, sing, write, produce. I had a studio. So, and I had my team. And, of course, we need promo. We need graphics and all that stuff. And I already did, you know, graphics. Like, that was kind of a thing that I was into, and then photography. So it was, like, kind of second nature to just use it to promote the music and promote us.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, I'm getting crazy with the graphics and the photos, and then people are seeing our stuff, and everybody starts saying, like, yo, who's making the graphics? Who's doing these photos, you know?
Yeah.
So I wasn't even promoting it like a service, because for me it was like, yo, I'm just doing it for the team, you know? And then all of a sudden it started getting attention, and of course, just like anything, when you're doing music and marketing and everything, you're looking for different ways to kind of set yourself apart.
Mm-hmm.
And video was that thing. And this is, all right, like, you got to context, you know, I'm 43. This is when I'm, like, 19.
Yeah.
This is pre, like, cheap cameras, pre, like, easy access to filming stuff. So it was kind of like a mission for us to figure out how to do, like, yo, we got to get a video. Like, I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
And, like, that's one thing that kind of who makes me who I am. Like, I'm going to figure it out. Like, I'm going to make some shake. I'm going to get it done.
Yep.
So I basically just started, like, you know, hitting up everybody and anybody that I knew, and we ended up really low key getting a news camera. We got a news camera for the first shoot.
How?
Because my guy's dad worked at the news channel. It was six, Channel 12.
One. Why, y'all were shooting videos with a news camera?
Yeah, we had the Channel 6 joint out there looking like we were doing some late breaking news. Because I'm like, yo, hey, we got to get it. Like, hey, if there's a camera, because they can, like, if you work there, they have the camera department, you can rent the camera.
Got you.
So his son was one of my guys.
Yeah.
And he did music too. So he asked his pops if he could rent us a camera. Yeah. So that's how, you know what I'm saying? That, we made a shake.
By any means.
Yeah. And I mean, and that kind of, like, and that's really like how being from Milwaukee is, though. Since we have limited resources, we're not a major metro, we're not New York, we're not LA, we're not things like that. Like, people from here have to figure it out so much more than other major cities because the resources aren't here. But that's no excuse not to do it. It's just you got to get a little bit more creative with it. But that actually is a gift and a curse because starting out, it's a curse.
Yeah.
Because you're like, yo, I need to be in New York. I need to be in L.A., whatever, da-da-da. Yep. But when you figure it out and you figure out how to move in a city like Milwaukee, you can literally move anywhere. And you're probably going to be out-hustled. Anybody from New York, anybody from L.A., anybody from Miami, because they had stuff right there readily available.
Exactly.
Where people from Milwaukee, we got to get after it.
Yep.
So that hustle, that grind to get to where you need to be at, I know people complain about it. Oh, Milwaukee is not this, it's not that. I'm like, yo, like, you got to kind of look at the positive of that. If it's really difficult to get to where you need to be, that journey to get there, you're going to learn so much that the second you crack the door open, you're going to be flying. And that's what happened to me.
Yep.
The second I got opportunity, it was like I was already running. I was like literally like a dog on a leash. Like they unhooked me and I was already pulling like, yo, I was gone.
Yep.
So that was really like, and I wouldn't have been able to work like that or think like that had I not been from Milwaukee and had to struggle to get to where I was at. So,
absolutely.
I mean, I never looked at it as a bad thing. I just looked at it as, I'm that's kind of my thing though, too. I'm like a puzzle guy. Like, I want to figure out how to work the puzzle.
Yeah. Even if it's difficult. Like, it's, again, people say if you can make it from New York, you can make it anywhere. I always say if you from Milwaukee, you can make it anywhere. We got Philly Flyboy in the building. When we come back, we're going to tap into the work that you've done, the work that you're currently doing, and the impact that you've had on the culture, not just in Milwaukee, but throughout the entire world. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. Do not touch that dial. 101.7 The Truth.